Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Hey, Kristen.
Yeah, Jolenta.
You love dating, right?
Oh, my God. I love dating. I love going out and meeting new people. I love kissing boys.
All right.
I love hugging.
I get it. But have you ever fallen out of love with dating?
Oh, you bet I have.
Seriously? You have? Just like Brooke, our last guest this season on We Love You and So Can You?
Oh, yeah. I think we've all been there sick of dating, right? Haven't we?
Yeah. Can we just dish about dating
now?
Oh,
yes. Yes, let's do it. Let's get this We Love You and So Can You bonus episode underway. In this special bonus season of We Love You and So Can You, we're going to be talking about our own experiences with each of the topics explored during our regular season.
Our last guest this season was Brooke.
Yes, Brooke, a smart, successful, beautiful woman in her 30s, looking for love in LA, but she was kind of feeling burnt out on the dating world.
And Kristen, since you're dating obsessed, I truly cannot imagine a time in which you were burnt out by dating.
Oh my gosh. Well, first, I feel like I have to set this up and say, I have dated a lot in my life.
You're a dating champion.
Yes, but I was not much of a dater during my teenage years or my college years, to be honest with you. I had a couple of boyfriends in college, and boyfriend, I don't even know if that's the right term because they were pretty lousy to me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if...
Like guys you hung out with long term.
Yeah, and who I called boyfriends, but like in one case... A guy, like, stole my money. And
oh,
then,
they're not. That's not
then,
a good boyfriend.
And then in another case, he called me names.
No,
and then,
no,
like,
no.
Another case, he's kind of a stalker. So, like...
That's scary.
Yeah, it is scary. Like, I mean, so all that being said, I guess my point in all of this is I didn't have a lot of dating experience. And then when I did, it wasn't with the best guys. Mm-hmm. And so I really fully threw myself into dating, like, a champ, actually, in my 30s.
Okay.
Which I kind of saw as, like, here's my chance to really do it. I'm in my 30s. I'm in New York.
You're very Sex in the City.
Yeah. And it's like, these are, like, my prime dating years, right?
Yeah.
So let's do it. Let's go out there. And there was this fabulous world of online dating. There's all these fabulous people in real life also. And I just felt like all of those things combined, it just seemed like the perfect time in my life and the perfect moment historically for a woman to just go out there and date as much as she wanted to.
Yeah.
And so...
Is that when you got sick of it?
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes, despite my best efforts to be cheerful about it and be excited about meeting new people, it's happened every once in a while where I'll have, you know, a few bad dates in a row, and then I'll start feeling a little bit like Brooke did, like, oh, where are all the good people? And I would sometimes, you know, do also what Brooke did, where I would start talking with other single girlfriends, and then it would turn into like, hold on, every time we get together, it's just a bitch sesh.
Yeah.
And, you know, not only is it a bitch sesh, but oh no, now I haven't been on a date for a few weeks, which isn't like me. When I'm single, Jolenta, as you know, I like to stack my dates, sometimes four dates in a day.
She's, a dating nut.
I like to think dating champion.
Right, champion.
Yeah.
Let's go with my initial name.
Yes. But no, there have definitely been those times. And, you know, it's easy sometimes to fall into the negative cycle of just talking about the shit sides of dating with your friends. And, you know, after a few bad dates, and, you know, I just want to say this, though, I don't think all men are bad. And once in a while, I would get together with my girlfriends when we would be talking about dating, and they would just start going down that road of like, oh, all men suck. Mm-hmm. Dating in this town is the
everyone's
worst.
Garbage.
Yeah,
everyone's garbage. We're hopeless.
Everyone's terrible. And I don't believe that. So I just want to make that clear. But,
okay.
But sometimes after like a string of bad dates, I just think, you know, maybe I just need to take a break from this because I just am not feeling it. Or alternatively, I'd feel burnt out on it and force myself to keep doing it.
Mm, and then you're like resentful of the date.
I'd almost feel like it was a job. Like I I have to keep doing this because if I don't just keep putting myself out there.
Like just keep applying. Eventually someone will want an interview.
Yes,
like, yeah,
exactly.
Like a job search.
Exactly, exactly. So I kind of experienced both sides of the things that Brooke went through. One where I'm just like, oh, I want to be off the apps for a while, so I take a couple weeks off.
And one where it's like, every guy I encounter is so shitty. Like, are they all shitty?
Yeah. And I definitely had that thing where people would sometimes ask me for job leads. Like, they'd find out, like, oh, you're in the podcasting universe. Hold on. Are you friends with so-and-so? Hold on. Did you work for that radio station? You must be friends with such and such. One guy...
Uh-oh.
Okay, Jolenta, I'm going to bring you into a story here.
Me?
Yes, because remember that one Thanksgiving?
Yes, yes.
The one Thanksgiving, I was at your house for Thanksgiving that year, and I was going to leave early, and you're like, where are you going? I'm like, oh, I'm going on a date with this guy.
She was like, later, everyone. And like, sorry to miss the pie. I got a Tinder date. And we were all like, wait, what the fuck? Who sets up a Tinder date on Thanksgiving?
And that guy, it turned out, wanted a job in podcasting also.
Well, that's who. Someone who's that desperate for a job that he's like, sure, it's Thanksgiving. We'll both leave where we are early, and I'll try and get a job.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anywho, so, you know, I would meet people like that, or I'd meet people who were kind of gross and slimy or trying to, you know, do things with me I didn't necessarily want to do on a first date. And, you know, and so, you know, there would be moments where I would feel burnt out. But I do have to say that my issue wasn't so huge that I would say, like, I'm taking 6 months off dating. It was usually just like, I'm taking a couple weeks off. Or
and what would get you to come back, though, after those few weeks off? Like, just the fiery passion in your belly?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
much.
Gosh. Okay.
Like, I like dating. I like meeting new people. I like the adventure. I also, honestly.
So just, like, the appeal of trying new things almost outweighed, like, the drudgery.
I think that was part of it. I think I love love. I love romance.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been the person who's like, I must be married and have 2.5 kids and a picket fence. But I've always been the person who's like, I want to have love. I want to, even if it's just horrible, one-sided, like, Eponine in Les Mis sort of love, like, I just want to have, like, passion and affairs and be with inappropriate men and be with appropriate men and be with all of the things. I want to do all the things and feel all the feelings and love all the love. And so, you know, I wanted to do all that. But, you know, sometimes you're right. I would get a little burnt out on it. And but I would get back out there and do it. And the other reason I would get back out there and do it. Okay, I feel a little embarrassing.
Oh,
this.
Now I want to know.
I think I just like the hunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make me sound horrible?
No,
Like one of those predator guys who writes those pickup artist books?
No, I think I still equate that with, like, the thrill of new experiences and you loving, like, the hunt of meeting people you vibe with. Not, like, you're not on the hunt, like, to get a notch on your bedpost. You're on the hunt for, like, new experiences and new connections.
Yes, for that. But then also, I mean— You know how I still sometimes stay up late and I hunt for things on eBay?
Just like to feel like you found, like, a deal. And
yes,
I feel like the same goes for people with Kristen. That's
exactly.
But I like the reframing. Like, reframe it like a game. Like, dating can be just as thrilling as, like, scrolling through Etsy, finding, like,
yes,
a well-priced handmade item that feels like a score.
Yes, yes. So, to me, it's like, you know, all of the joy of it, all the joy of meeting people, all the joy of the hunt, the possibility of meeting somebody I click with, the possibility of romance, all of those things kept me going back. But, you know, of course, naturally, I did sometimes feel a little bit bummed out about it. And sometimes I would sometimes think, gosh, where are all the good guys? Or why don't I like any of these guys back? Because I can't complain that, like, nobody ever liked me back. It was usually the other way around, that I was just, like, not really
like
as much into them. No,
yeah.
No. I'm not saying my whole life. I'm just saying, you
poor
know.
Kristen, just being chased.
No, no, no. Like, in my younger years, not at all. And I think that's one reason I also love dating so much in my 30s.
Right.
Because
it's
my teens and 20s,
I'm like, oh, people see my value and, like, we're not as shallow and, like, childish as we used to be.
Yeah,
and, like,
in my
fun.
Teens and 20s, I was essentially either invisible or considered somebody's funny, ugly sidekick
yeah.
through all my teens and 20s. And then in my 30s, it was really nice that a lot of guys actually thought, in and of myself, I was an okay catch.
Yeah.
So that was nice. This was a really long way of answering your question. But, yeah, sometimes I've definitely gotten down about dating. But I got back out there again. And I feel happy I did. I have my husband now who I met on Tinder.
And you just treat it like a game, like you're on the hunt and not in a like predatory way, but in a like consensual way.
Totally consensual.
Then it gets fun again, apparently.
It was for me at least, but I'm imagining you have your own version of this kind of story.
I do. And we're going to talk about it after this break, obviously.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
We are back with this bonus episode of We Love You and So Can You. And Jolenta, we're talking about the ups and downs of dating and specifically what happens when you hit a spot like our guest Brooke did where you just think, oh, I'm so over this dating thing. And let's talk about you and any experiences you have with that feeling and how you dealt with it.
I guess I've dealt with it by feeling that way my whole life and never addressing it. No, I'm kidding. But I felt that way more often than not, I think. Like, my entire, like, I've never been a dater the way you have been, Kristen. Like, I married the only person I, like, technically called a boyfriend. Mm. Although I've had long-term, you know, fuck buddies, as we've discussed.
Yes.
So I feel like I'm always overdating because, like, it never goes right for me in my mind.
What do you mean it never goes right for you in your mind?
I mean, I feel like it never goes right in a various ways. Like, they're situational. It never goes right. Like, what Brooke is talking about, like, L.A., it's shitty. Like, when I was in college, the demographics at my school, University of San Francisco, it was, like, for every 10 women, there was one guy. And we used to joke, joke was, it's University of Single Females, USF. And so it's like, so in college, I was like, it's this, and like, it's the situation, and there are no guys here, and like, meh. And then I went to acting school in New York, and I was like, I'm too busy learning to be an actor to date. And so when I finished acting school, I was in my early 20s, and I'm like, I'm finally going to do it. I'm like, in this city, I like cobbled together enough of a life where I can like go out and purchase a drink and still pay rent. And I'm in a date. And so I went on Only OkCupid because I'm kind of a wimp. And I thought it was like the best beginner app. And it
was for me. I had a lot of luck on that.
Yeah. And I met people and I'd go on dates. And I would always go on like two or three dates with a guy and just like not feel it. Like they just were all duds. And they were all just like sort of boring, nondescript white guys that I like gave nicknames like Crud Lip and like Louis C.K. wannabe, which I should have known that was a very bad sign.
No, that's not a good date.
Actually, my sort of end of being frustrated dating involved the Louis C.K. wannabe guy.
Oh.
He was the last sort of random OkCupid date I had gone on after a string of probably like eight guys in like a month or two of just like, I'm like, I'm going to get a fucking boyfriend if it kills me. And I had been vibing with this guy who, like, you know, wrote for an e-card company and, like, idolized Louis C.K. So what could go wrong? He idolized Louis.
I didn't know that was a job.
No, he idolized Louis C.K. too in the way where he was like, I try to dress like him. And I, like, looked at him and I was like, what do you mean? And I'm like, oh, I guess he's wearing black T-shirt and jeans and, like, New Balance sneakers. Like,
I just want to dress like a 48-year-old
single dad. I'm like, you
want to
dress like a fucking schlub? Okay, but I was into it. And like he was the one I was vibing with the most, but he like kind of made me uncomfortable. And I couldn't put my finger on it. Like I just felt like he like didn't like he had some weird issues with women.
Like
on our
first
date, he like went on a big rant about like his single mom and like
oh no,
and like I've dated plenty of people with single parent households, but just opening it with like resentment towards your single mom, it should have been a sign.
I've been on dates like that.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So cut to third date and he's in my place and we're, you know, making out a little, like in my doorway, like we just come in and we're making out and he doesn't, like, ask or anything and, like, slaps me on the face a little.
Oh.
And I was like, maybe this was an accident. I don't know. Like, I don't know. And then he did it again. And I was like, okay, we're going to stop kissing. And, like, I have work in the morning and you have to go. And he's like, oh, like, sorry, I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I can't deal with this.
People have to have an understanding to do
Yeah, and it's like, I'm all for any kind of exploration, but not, like, first-time hookup and not without discussing it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, mostly just not without discussing it. It can be a first-time hookup if it's discussed. And so after that, he just, like, kept texting me, being like, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable, and, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude, you gotta, like, talk to people about this. And, like, I was just really second-guessing myself because he was the best of, like, the crop I had found in this, like, I'm gonna date and be an independent woman phase.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think I can do this anymore. And I called a friend and was like, is this normal? Are my standards too high if I want to break up with this guy? And my friend was like, Jesus, no. What the fuck is happening in your life? And that friend was Brad, and he ended up being my husband. So,
You run to the arms of someone to comfort you, and the comforter becomes the boyfriend.
A friend got me out of my dating slump by, like, being nice and dating me. So I don't know if that's, like, a good example. But just sort of, I don't know, I felt like I was sort of going through the motions of, like, this is how one dates in, like, 2010 when you're 25. And I was, and, like, I was like, I'm not feeling this, I'm not feeling this, I'm forcing it. And I was like, oh, maybe if I just looked in my own backyard, like, I wouldn't have even had to deal with this. So I guess my answer to dating slumps is also just, like, do what feels right. Like, if the apps are killing you, it's okay to stop and, like, turn to a friend and, like, interact with humans, and maybe they know other humans that you could fuck or date or marry. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. I also think that, I mean, what you said about the demographics of San Francisco, I think it's good to know the demographics of the town you live in, and then you won't blame yourself. New York is another town where single women far outnumber single men in this town. And that's why we all know so many fabulous single women.
Yeah, where it's like, what's happening? They're all amazing.
Yeah, and not that many single men. And, you know, the demographics, it's like, girl, it's not you. It's
the numbers are not location.
Yeah, the numbers are not in your favor in this town.
The odds are never in your favor.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's good to keep that in mind, too.
That is.
And, yeah, I mean, another thing I like about your story, Jolenta, is that Brad, your now husband, a lot of what he was doing was just reassuring you that you weren't the one who was the problem.
Yeah.
It's good to have people around you.
That's important, too.
Yeah, and when you're being reassured that you're not the problem, I mean, I know that at least in my case— it made it easier for me to go out there and still believe in love. Like, if I really believed, like, oh, I must be broken, or I must be defective, or it's because this about me or that about me.
Like, I'm unlovable because of X, Y, or Z. It's like, no, like,
yeah.
Like, you have worth, you are fine, you're not crazy. That was just shitty.
Yeah, that was shitty. And just, you know, it's so good to have people around to remind us of that. And I mean, I don't think people have to date if they don't want to.
No.
They absolutely don't have to, but you know,
but
also
loneliness sucks.
Yes. And I mean, there's lots of ways to be lonely. One can be lonely in a relationship, too. I had one relationship when you and I first met Jolenta. I was in a long-term relationship where both he and I were very lonely. It was way more fun for me to be out there dating like an animal than to be coming home
and
to
looking for like a real connection once in a while, then coming home to like a sort of by rote like connection on paper.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, this part isn't about me. It's supposed to be about you.
But, I don't care. But it's a discussion.
It's a discussion. But I'm just going to say, like, for me, that was another thing that helped me keep my gusto to go back out there dating, because I would rather be out there with all of the weird stories and the odd behaviors and the funny, quirky guys I was dating than to be back in the situation
be stuck
I was in
before.
In
whatever you were. Yeah. No, yeah. That's such a good way to look at it, too. About, like, I know what that was, and I decided I don't want that. So let's have some fun and try on other things and see what we want.
Yeah, yeah. And now I am in a relationship again, and I feel like I hit the jackpot with him. He is such a great man. And so to me, at least, it was worth it to go back out there and date with gusto again.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. Should we take a quick break?
Yes.
When we're back, we're going to talk about sometimes we took some dating initiative.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
We are back, and before we go, in honor of Brooke and how she pushed herself to be the aggressor, as she called it, when it comes to dating and asking people out, I thought we should each share our best initiative-taking dating story or aggression dating story.
Oh, my God. Can I share one that's just embarrassing as heck?
I mean, that's what mine is,
oh,
I think.
Yeah. Good. So right after I moved to New York, I was in my 20s. I was fresh out of college. And I just thought, I am at this point in my life. I want to date. There's all these good-looking people. I don't know how to do it in this town. This is before I knew about things like dating apps
and
websites and stuff. And I just didn't know what to do. And then I just – I can't remember if I was watching Oprah or read something, but they said, girl, you just got to make the first move. You see a man you want to talk to, you just go out there and do it. It doesn't matter where you are. So there was one night I was out with some friends, and I saw a guy who I thought was really foxy. And I'm like, ooh, look at that brunette over there. I'm gonna slam another drink, and then I'm just going to go up to him, and I'm going to say, hi, I think you're really handsome. So I did it, slammed the drink, walked up to him, said, hey, you're really handsome. And then he paused and he just stared at me blankly for a while. And then he and his friends all looked at each other and just started laughing wildly.
Oh,
yes. And I'm like, I don't think I'm going to go up to a guy ever again and just randomly approach him and tell him that I think he's really handsome, because it felt really bad being laughed at. And
that's so horrible.
I mean, there's better ways they could have reacted.
I mean, it's so bad.
I mean, they could have said, like, a lot of things.
Thanks.
Like, they could have said, oh, thanks. Are you having a good night? Yeah, great. Well, my buddies and I were just taking off. It was nice to meet you. Thanks for stopping by. That's what they could have said. Like, there's a lot of things they could have said, but
it's so very funny to me. I like it.
I mean, I've been rejected a lot in my life.
But that was the most obvious one.
I feel like that was one of the more obvious ones because it was in public and it involved men all together.
It's like the most black and white version of rejection you could get.
Being laughed at by a whole group
of men. Yeah.
And I've been rejected way more than that. Like I already alluded to this, like, all through my teens and 20s, that's pretty much my life story.
Yeah.
But what about you, Jolenta?
Let's see. I think my favorite aggressor story would be when I was in that dating phase after I finished acting school. I was at a bar after work with some acting people. And it's like a shitty, just like a shitty dive bar that we always went to because they had like $3 Rolling Rocks during happy hour and really good curly fries.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we'd go there all the time, and I was there, and there was this like very attractive guy at the bar just watching a baseball game. And we were sort of at the bar and this table like across from the bar, and I kept like hanging at the bar and like – every time I get a drink, we'd, like, talk about the game. And, like, as people left, like, I was at the bar more, talking about the game more. And, like, this guy's really cool and, like, really cute. Turns out he's an artist and he has a studio right near the bar, but just wanted to pop over to actually watch the game. And then eventually, like, the game's sort of winding down. It's pretty obvious, like, who the winner is. And I, like, just turned to him. I was like, so, you know, like, I've only been pretending to care about this baseball game. Like, I just wanted to talk to you. And he was like, all right, you want to check out my studio? And then we just went and boned.
Whoa!
And I was
that's
like,
a good one.
I think I did that.
Wow.
I think I did that. Like,
well,
it was
done,
awesome.
Jolenta. I'm giving you a high five.
Yay!
Yes! Well done.
So I did not get rejected. It's the only time I've done it and the only time it worked. And I think, like, I had to have, like, all the green lights. Like, it was pretty clear.
Yeah.
But I still was the one who was like, obviously, this is a farce. Yes, let's go.
I'm so glad that you have a story like that, because I would hate for our listeners to hear this and just think, I'm never going to approach
anybody.
Yeah, just
hear two stories of like, then I approached them and they shit on me. They actually took a poop on my head.
So much better, the story you told.
Yeah, mine did involve getting laid, and it was good. It was good.
Oh, great.
It was very hot and artsy and drunk, you know?
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank
you. That is the perfect note to end this episode on.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's it for this Stitcher bonus episode of We Love You, and So Can You. Our producer is Lindsay Cradwell. Thanks also to Casey Holford, who composed our theme song and mixed this episode. Daisy Rosario is our executive producer, not to mention one Mr. Chris Bannon, who's Stitcher's chief content officer.
Please stay in touch. Do you have a predicament you need help with? How would you like your life changed? How can Jolenta and I help you? Because we really want to help you. Write to us. Our email address is welovepod@gmail.com. You can also tweet us at welovepod, at Jolenta G, or at Kristen Meinzer. And of course, we love to hear your beautiful voices. So call us at 601-LOVE-171. That's 601-568-3171.
And don't forget to rate us and review us in Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen, because it helps other people find our sweet little baby shows.
Yes, and if you haven't already, tell a friend about the show. Tell somebody online dating about the show. Tell somebody who's discouraged about dating about the show.
Tell an ex about the show.
Yes, all of that. Until next time, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
Thank you so much for listening.
Goodbye.
And remember,
we love you.
And so can you.
Love it.
Stitcher.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.